death and suffering, but where's the God of love?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. You know, Ken, one of the questions I often hear from non-Christians about our Christian faith goes something like this. How can you believe there's a God of love with all the death, suffering, and evil we see in this world? So how would you answer that?
Well, the first thing I do when a non-Christian asks me a question like this is to challenge them to explain to me how they determine what's evil. You see, ultimately, without an absolute authority, how can a person decide something's evil? And how can they insist that everyone else should have the same definition of evil? I'm reminded of the man in the Bible who came to Jesus and said, "Good Master." Jesus responded by saying, "Why do you call me good? There is only one who is good, God." In other words, Jesus was explaining that only the infinite Creator, who is good, is the one who can define what good is. At least Christians can explain why there's evil and good in this world. You see, the absolute authority, the Creator God, defines what is good and evil. Non-Christians are being totally inconsistent to claim there's even such a thing as evil.
The question of why a loving God allows death and suffering is explored in detail by Ken Ham on our website, AnswersRadio.com. Read his free booklet right on your computer screen or print it out. It's a free service of our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com.